I came to hear Brother Sam, so I will not be very long before you, but I do want to just read three verses that are found here in the first Psalm, Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. The psalmist says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." The psalmist here speaks about the seasons of a tree. He talks about a godly man being like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. We all understand that we go through seasons in this life. As we're trying to take up our cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we go through different seasons in this life, and some of those seasons can be drier than others. Some of those seasons can be more fruitful than others. But the very first word that the psalmist uses here is the word blessed. Now, that word can also be translated as happy. But the kind of happiness that he has in mind here when he speaks of this blessedness is not a happiness that changes based on our circumstances. Now, there's a certain degree of happiness that we have that changes depending on the day of the week, that changes depending on the time of day, that changes depending on the circumstances of life, but the kind of blessedness and the kind of happiness that he has in mind here is a happiness that does not change depending on the seasons of life. This is a happiness or a blessedness that a child of God enjoys regardless of the seasons or the circumstances Amen. Of life. I wish I could remember who said this, but I had this jotted down in the margin of my Bible, and I should have jotted down which preacher I heard say it, but I heard a preacher say this once, "Aim for happiness and you'll miss it, but aim for godliness and you'll get happiness thrown in."
Amen.
He says that the godly man's delight is in the law of the Lord,
Amen.
And in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing for us to study the Word of God, and we all ought to commit ourselves to studying the Word of God, but we need to do more than just study it.
Yes.
You know, we can study a textbook, we can study the newspaper, there's a lot of things that we can read from the standpoint of studying it, but our relationship with the Word of God needs to be a lot deeper than just studying.
Amen.
He says that in his law doth he meditate both day and night. You know, the New Age movement has just about ruined the word meditate. Most people in America today, if you use the word meditation, this is what they have in mind. They have in mind sitting down with your legs crossed and just emptying your mind of all thought and just repeating a mantra or saying Om over and over again, and just trying to empty your mind of all thought, and just not direct your mind in any direction one way or another. But that is about the opposite of what the Bible has in mind when it uses the word meditate. When the Bible says to meditate in the law of the Lord both day and night, that doesn't mean that we're just to empty our minds of all thought and to just let our minds wander in any particular direction. When the Bible uses the word meditate, that means that we're to fill our minds and our hearts with the Word of God, that we're to chew upon and to slowly digest the Word of God, to press it down into our hearts and fill our minds and to purposefully direct our minds along the way of the Word of God.
Amen.
And then finally, we're not just to study the Word of God, we're not just to meditate in the Word of God, but we're to delight in the Word of God. That's something you can't do with a textbook or a newspaper or any other writings that there are. We're to study it. We're supposed to meditate on it. But when we meditate on it, our heart will delight in the law of the Lord. Would you bow with me in prayer?